So welcome, everyone. It's quite a sizable audience for a database benchmark talk on a Sunday afternoon. My name is Gábor Szárnyas, and in the following 30 minutes, I will talk about database benchmarks and what I learned about them while running a benchmark standard organization. A little bit about me. I spent a decade in academia. Then I was building up a benchmark nonprofit called the LDBC, and now I work at a database vendor. An overarching theme of my career is doing database benchmarks and using them. Today I'm here in my benchmark nonprofit hat, and I will try to share the lessons that I learned as such. The talk has five parts. I will talk about the need for database benchmarks, then I will talk about two benchmark organizations, the TPC and the LDBC. Then I will review some popular benchmarks in modern times, and I will leave you with a bunch of takeaways. So let's get started. Why would you benchmark databases in the first place? It turns out that databases and benchmarks are a pretty good match. First of all, users usually care about performance. They spend a lot of time optimizing their workloads, and if the database can do this for them, or if the database allows them to go further, they are quite happy about that. So the vendors are incentivized to have good performance, or at least to claim good performance. Databases are also mostly deterministic. Benchmarking a database seems reasonably straightforward because you get usually the same query plan and some similar execution time. So it's not like benchmarking a large language model, which is a lot more stochastic than a database. So at this point, you may expect that you have a data set, you define a bunch of queries, you throw it at the database, and then you write down the numbers of the database's performance, and this will somehow magically make database benchmarks work. Unfortunately, reality is a bit more complicated than this. If you just do data set and queries, you will not really stress updates in the database, which is a crucial part of any database system. If you just run the same queries over and over again, you get a limited understanding of how the optimizer works, so you should also plug in different parameters into those queries. And you need to somehow tie all this together into a workload definition. The database is, of course, a piece of software that doesn't exist in isolation. You have all these layers under the database, the file system, the operating system, hardware, network components, maybe a container, an emulator, some virtualization layer. These all have interplays with each other that can have an effect on your results. And finally, performance is important, but correctness is also important. You have to verify that the results are correct. And usually pricing is something that users deeply care about, so you need to assess the pricing of the system. And speaking of being deterministic, yes, databases are mostly deterministic, but reproducibility is still difficult. It's quite difficult to hit reliably the same code path in a database system. And you have all these extremes of different runs, cold runs, which are incredibly difficult to do because you basically have to restart the computer, restart the database, and then run the query to get a true cold run. And hot runs, which are easier to achieve because you just run the same thing in a loop, but maybe they are not that relevant. So when you're measuring systems, you are kind of in between lukewarm and warm runs in a system, and there can be orders of magnitude differences between these runs. Another surprisingly difficult thing is that once you have done your benchmarking and you maybe have 100 million little entries in your benchmark report, you would need to write them up in some sort of a summary aggregate statistics. And there's an excellent paper from Thorsten Höfflen and Roberto Belli where they explain how to report these in a parallel computing system, which is, of course, every computing system these days. And I cherry-picked two rules for you. Rule three says that you should only use arithmetic mean, the average, for summarizing costs. If you are summarizing rates, like transactions per second, you should use harmonic means. And if you are summarizing ratios, first of all, you shouldn't. You should go back and dig out the original values from the base data and then summarize that. But if you only have these ratios or speedups available, then you should use the geometric mean. So we basically use all the Pythagorean means just to report on some sort of an average in terms of costs and execution. Another thing is what to measure. Microbenchmarks are quite popular in research. You measure one join operator or maybe just a simple hash probing. This is very interesting if you're implementing that operator, but for users, it's more interesting to have macro benchmarks, load the data and run a bunch of queries, or even application level benchmarks that measure the database system's performance